Before I begin my message this morning, I just want to share something of a prophetic sense.
Me luana nbuaku ni turten andran marena tete isara zavatra kotanwe tanefam nani na kelian le isra tenen.
This may just be for one person here this morning.
Me tuwe wanyulana krai futun le isam timarenti ya.
Maybe you came into the meeting this morning with a distinct sense that you need to get right with God. Perhaps you've never been saved or you doubt your salvation.
Angambe no tsumbula vovonjy mihitsy na hoe mampisalasala anao le famonjena anananao.
I just felt on my heart to encourage you if that's you. You came in here this morning thinking, I need to be saved, I need to get right with God. God sees that in your heart this morning. Getting saved is really quite simple. It doesn't depend on us, it depends on Jesus. That Jesus has already done what is required to make us right with God. When he died, he shed his blood to atone for all the sins of the world.
Tamle izy maty iny dia nandatsaka ny rany izy mba isolo ny olona tsirairay avy eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
Now for you to receive that.
Ka ho anao mba hahafahanao mandray an'izay
is really quite simple.
Dia tena tsotra be mihitsy ilay izy.
You believe that it's true for you personally.
Tena mino ianao hoe marina izany ho anao manokana.
This is what you need to do in order to be saved.
Izay ilay zavatra tokony ataonao mba hahavovonjy.
You believe in Jesus.
Mino an Jesus ianao.
I don't just mean believe that he existed.
It's when mean futsiny hoe misy izy a.
Because the demons believe in Jesus, they believe he's the Son of God. But that doesn't save them. What saves you is putting your trust in the blood of Jesus that was shed for your sins. And very often in that moment when you first see that Jesus died for you, that is the moment that you are saved and God's peace comes into your heart. So if you came in here this morning thinking I need to be right with God, the way for you to be made right with God is Jesus. That's why we sing, He is the way. He is the way for you to come back to the Father. So I just want to share that with you. Because there isn't something complicated you have to do. You just have to believe and put your trust in Jesus and the atoning work of the cross.
See,
this morning I want to speak about this, that God has a plan for each one of us. Last week I explained that we're the apple of God's eye, that we're a delight to Him. This morning in our prayer meeting before the service, I just felt such a conviction of God's burning love for us.
That
Some of us still have a religious view of God. We hold him at a distance.
Ni olona sasany amintsika mbola manana fomba fijery an'Andriamanitra amin'ny arak'ilay fombafomba fotsiny hoe ery alavitra ery Andriamanitra.
And we think in terms of what we're supposed to do in order to be right with God.
Dia mieritreritrantsika hoe izao avy ny tokony atao mba hahafahako miavana amin'Andriamanitra.
But because of God's intense love for you,
fa nolay fitiavan'Andriamanitra tena lehibe ho anao anefa,
he did it all.
Nataony daholo izy rehetra.
When he sent Jesus,
tamin'ilay izy naniraka an'i Jesosy.
Jesus took care of the separation between you and your father.
Efa noraisin'i Jesosy an-tanana ilay elanelana manelanelana anao sy Andriamanitra iray.
Because God so loved you, he made a way for you to be made right with him.
Satria tena tianao loatra Andriamanitra dia nanamboatra lalana izy mba hahafahany miavana aminao indray.
And this morning I want you to understand that everything God wants to do with you has to do with his love for you.
Ary dia teniako ny zavatra rehetra tian'Andriamanitra ho atao aminao androany dia misy ifandraisany amin'ilay fitiavany anao mihitsy.
The Bible says his love endures forever.
Ny Baiboly milaza hoe maharitra mandrakizay ny fitiavany.
His love for you is a raging fire that cannot be put out.
Ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra anao dia tahaka ny afo mirehitra tena hoe tena tsy azo n'iza vonoina mihitsy.
God isn't half-hearted and lukewarm towards you.
Andriamanitra tsy hoe tapatapa ny fitiavany anao ohatra hoe fitiavana matimaty.
He doesn't have feelings that come and feelings that go.
Izy tsy manana fahatsapana hoe tapitampoka eo ohatra izao dia rehefa avy eo indray dia lasa indray iny.
He doesn't fall in and out of love.
Izy tsy hoe indraindray izy ity dia indraindray tsy ity.
He isn't romantically, oh, I love you today and then tomorrow I'm not interested in you.
Izy akory tsy ilay ohatra n'ilay anona romantika verena, ah, tiako be ianao androany dia rahapitso ianao tsy raharaha iny.
No, his love endures forever.
Ah, antsy izay fa ny fitiavany maharitra mandrakizay.
It doesn't weaken and strengthen, it's always 100%.
Le izy tsy hoe mahamalefaka na hoe mahamatanjaka va eo amin'ny 100% eo foana, 100% foana.
God's love is like the PA system in the church, it's always 100%.
Ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra dia ohatra an'ilay 100% foana ilay PA atao am-piangonana.
You hear those Malagasy churches and it's loud and your ears want to bleed.
Dia ohatra an'ilay bafla hoe indraindray ilay izy mafy be dia ohatra an'ireny teratra ireny mihitsy ny sofinao.
If there's 1,000 watts, all 1,000 watts are there.
Raha ohatra hoe misy aman'arivony watt ilay izy dia ao tonga dia eo daholo izy arivo iray manontolo.
When it comes to God's love for you, he never turns the volume down.
Rehefa hoe ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra anao ny resahana, izy tsy manena ny volumeny mihitsy.
So you messed up.
Dia mety hoe nanao ny zavatra tsy nety ianao.
Doesn't love you any less.
Tsy miena mihitsy ny fitiavany anao.
He says, my love is still full volume for you.
Dia mbola miteny foana izy hoe ny fitiavako anao a, mbola any amin'ilay volume mafy be foana.
It's a raging fire.
Tena hoe avy tena mirehitra miredareda.
And it will never change.
Ary tsy miova mihitsy izay.
Because God never changes.
Satria Andriamanitra tsy miova na oviana na oviana.
He is utterly trustworthy.
Izy dia tena azo itokisana mihitsy.
And he doesn't change.
Ary tsy miova izy.
If you ask him, God, how do you feel about me?
Raha ohatra anao izao anontany Andriamanitra, ohatra ny ahoana ny fahatsapanao ny amiko?
He'll say, oh, I love you.
Dia ozy izy, ah, tiako ianao.
I love you.
Tiako ianao.
Still.
Mbola tiako.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Fona fona.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll never change.
Tsy iova mihitsy izany.
And it's not dependent on how good you are.
Ary izany dia tsy miankina amin'ny fahatsaranao.
Now God wants you to be good.
Ary ianao aloha tian'Andriamanitra ianao mba ho tsara.
Because good is good.
Satria ny tsara dia tsara.
It causes less pain.
Ary izany dia miteraka mampiaina ny hiry firy.
It brings more joy.
Miteraka fifaliana kokoa.
But it doesn't matter how good you are, God's love for you remains.
Fa tsy mampaninona nefa ohatra ny ahoana ny tsaranao ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra mijanona mitovy foana.
And so last week I said you're the apple of his eye.
Dia tamin'ny herinandro aho niresaka hoe ianao dia tahaka ny anakandriamasony.
Today I want to tell you that you're not an ornament. You're not just something that he puts there and looks at. Oh, look at that little ornament.
Ary androana dia te iresaka ianao dia tsy tahaka ny firavaka hoe apetrany ery amin'ny lavidavitra ireo ohatra ny hoe haingotrano dia ozy izy hoe jerena ilay firavaka, jerena ilay haingotrano e.
You see, this is because God's love for you is not an ornamental love. It doesn't treat you as something useless.
Satria ilay fitiavan'Andriamanitra anao dia tsy tahaka ny hoe ataony tahaka ny zavatra haingo fotsiny ianao.
It's not symbolic.
Ary ilay izy tsy marika.
He doesn't want to love you symbolically. It's not done in a token way.
Ary ilay izy akory tsy hoe te hitianao izy ohatrany hoe tsy tena ianao ny tiany fa ohatrany hoe any tiany fotsiny.
It's not just a symbol or a token.
Le izy tsy hoe zavatra marika na zavatra hoe ataony fotsiny.
God wants to ravish you with his love.
Fa tena te handrotsaka tanteraka ny fitiavany aminao mihitsy Andriamanitra.
Maybe it's good that the children are out.
Ary mety hoe tsara mihitsy hoe any ivelany ny ankizy.
Because you need to know that God is a lover and he wants to take you to his bedroom.
Satria ianao dia tahaka ny reny ohatrany hoe Andriamanitra ilay tena be fitiavana ilay hoe mitondra anao mankany am-pandriana mihitsy.
His love for you is not something that's just spoken of, it's something that he enacts.
Le izy tsy hoe fitiavana tenenina mivava fotsiny ihany a, fa tena hoe miaraka amin'ny asa mihitsy.
He wants to take your life and he wants to have you.
Tena tiany ho raisina mihitsy ny fiainanao dia tena tiany ho azy mihitsy ianao.
And he made you for this purpose that you can be his.
Tena nazany mihitsy ny antony nanamboarany ianao a, mba hoe ho azy ianao.
And so when I say God sees you as the apple of his eye, don't see yourself as something token or something of an ornament.
Ka rehefa miteny hoe tahaka ny anak'Andriamanitra ianao a, dia aza atao ohatrany hoe zavatra hita ery alavidavitra ery fotsiny ilay izy ohatrany hoe haingotrahany fotsiny.
No, God says in my love I want you to walk with me and let us do things together.
Fa hoy izy Andriamanitra amin'izay fitiavaka anao izay a, te hiara mandeha aminao a, andeontsika hiaraka anao zavatra miaraka.
God has a plan for your life.
Manana planina ho amin'ny fiainanao Andriamanitra.
He wants to do things with you.
Te hanao zavatra miaraka aminao izy.
And it's all part of his love for you.
Ary izany rehetra izany dia anisan'ny ampahan'ilay fitiavany anao izany.
You know that scripture that speaks about vessels that God has prepared and he wants to use them.
Ary dia hitanareo ny tenin'Andriamanitra miresaka amin'ilay hoe fanaka izay homanin'Andriamanitra ary dia tiany ho ampiasaina.
The best cup in my house is the cup I drink from.
Ny kaopy tsara indrindra ao an-tranonay a dia ilay kaopy tena tiako isotroana iny.
It's not the one that always stays in the cupboard because it's too expensive to use.
Tsy ilay anankiray ilay hoe mipetraka fotsiny ao anatin'ilay fitoerana kaopy iny satria hoe tsara tarehy be ilay sady lafo vidy be dia tsy ampiasaina.
It's not the cup that I only bring out to show off to my mother-in-law.
Tsy hoe ilay kaopy ilay hoe rehefa tonga ihany ny rafozam-baviko vao avoaka ilay izy mba hiteraterako aminazy.
You know those families that have two dinner services, the one they use every day and then the one they take out when they have special guests.
Hitanareo misy manko fianakaviana hoe hafa ny anazy ny zavatra ampiasainy rehefa andavanandro dia rehefa misy vahiny manokana dia hafa no avoaka.
When I grew up in my grandmother's house, there was this display case.
Tamin'izahako tamin'ny mbola kely ihany tao an-tranon'ny bebe anay misy ohatrany hoe fampisehoana be mihitsy eo.
Beautiful woodwork and glass.
Misy fitoeran'entana misy vita amin'ny hazo tsara be a dia misy fitaratra.
It's like a cupboard but you have to be able to see what's inside because it's so fancy.
Ohatrany armoire ireny e, fa ilay izy izany misy fitaratra be mba ho hitanao ny zavatra ao anatiny satria zavatra manan-danja be ny ao anatiny.
And inside there were little cups and saucers.
Dia ao anatin'ilay izy misy kaopy kely dia misy an'ilay sotasy kely ireny.
This fine, delicate stuff made in England.
Ilay izy tena vita tsara be, vita avy any Angletera ilay izy.
Made in Holland.
Vita tany Holland.
Some Wedgwood, the one name everyone knows, it's Wedgwood, this expensive stuff.
Dia ilay izy ohatra hoe vita misy amin'izay marika izay hoe Wedgwood, hoe fantatry ny olona rehetrarehetra hoe lafo vidy.
And as a child, you wouldn't dare open that little glass door to touch that stuff.
Dia amin'ilay hoe mahakizy a, tsy sahy mihitsy ianao hoe andeha hanokatra an'ilay varavaram-pitaratra kely dia hikitika an'ilay izy.
It was so fancy it was never even brought out to be used.
Satria ilay izy ohatrany hoe tena zavatra vita tsara be dia tsy sahy avoaka mihitsy ho ampiasaina.
Now you are not that to God.
Ianao tsy ohatran'izany amin'Andriamanitra.
You are not that fancy vessel.
Ianao tsy ilay hoe io an'ilay zavatra tsara be ilay tsy azo ampiasaina.
You see, what's even more wonderful is that you're the one that he wants to put his hand on.
Fa ny tena mahafinaritra indrindra raha dia hoe ianao mihitsy ilay tiano kasihany.
I want to take you, I want to use you, I want to drink from you.
Tiako raisina ianao, tiako ampiasaina ianao, tiako isotroana ianao.
You're my favorite cup.
Ianao ilay kaopiko tsara indrindra, ilay tiako indrindra.
That's what God's saying. He wants to make use of our lives.
And He's
saying, you can bring me pleasure, you can bring me joy, you can serve a purpose.
And
look at Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse
4 to 7. Tonga tamiko ny teniny Jehovah nanao hoe, "Atry ny fony anao tsy mbola noforoniky tany Ankibo no efa fantatro, ary atry ny fony anao tsy mbola teraka no efa nohamasiniko sy notendreko ho mpaminany ho an'ny firenena. Ary hoy kosa aho, indrisy Jehovah Tompo, indro tsy mahay mandahateny aho fa mbola zaza. Fa hoy Jehovah tamiko, aza manao hoe mbola zaza aho, fa andeha amin'izay rehetra anirahako anao ianao, ary izay rehetra andidiko anao no ambaranao."
Jeremiah says the word of God came to him.
Hoy izy Jeremia hoe, tonga tamin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
And God said to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you."
Dia hoy izy Andriamanitra taminy hoe, mialohany namoronako anao tany Ekipa dia efa fantatro ianao.
"Before you were born, I set you apart."
These are
such powerful words. We think we control things, but we
don't.
One of the most painful things I've seen is a couple who wants to have a child but can't.
Ntena zavatra mampalahelo be zavatra efa hitako dia hoe misy mpivady te hiteraka zareo nefa tsy afaka.
We see it in the Bible, the story of Hannah.
Hitatsika ao amin'ny Baiboly ohatra ny tantarany Hana.
It's grieving, wanting to have a child.
Tena maniry fatratra mihitsy, tena malahelo be mihitsy izy hoe te hananjanaka.
See, you can't have a child unless God allows you to.
Hitanao, ianao tsy afaka ny hananjanaka raha tsy hoe avelan'Andriamanitra ho anana ianao.
Now, someone outside of marriage falls pregnant.
Misy nefa olona ohatra hoe tsy manambady izy nefa bevoka.
It wasn't planned.
Tsy noeritreretina ohatran'izay ilay izy.
The person's born and they think, "My parents weren't married."
Ay, dia miteraka ilay zaza dia izy hoe, tatanay sy mamanay tsy nivady akory.
Maybe that was you.
Angamba mety hoe ianao izay.
Maybe you grew up in a home where your parents didn't want you.
Angamba ianao mety mitomba ao an-tokantrano, mety hoe tsy tian'ny ray aman-dreninao ianao.
Maybe you overheard someone saying, "That was a mistake."
Mety efa renao foana ny olona ny teny hoe, "Iny anie zavatra fahadisoana nahazahoana an'iny."
Or maybe someone, your father or your mother didn't want you in the world and you felt that they see you as a nuisance.
Mety hoe ianao angamba mety hoe ny ray aman-dreninao tsy tiany mba hatongavanao ety an-tany dia mifahitanao ny tenanao hoe tsisy dikany.
It's impossible for it to be like that with God.
Tsy possible mihitsy ny hahatonga ny hoe ohatr'izany eo amin'Andriamanitra.
You see, you came into existence because God wanted you.
Nisy ianao satria tian'Andriamanitra isy ianao.
He said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you."
Hoy izy tamin'ny Jeremia hoe, "Mialohany namoronana anao tany Ekipa dia efa fantatro ianao."
"And before you were born, I set you apart. I planned something for you."
Ary mialohany nahaterahanao dia efa natokako sahady ianao. Nisy zavatra efa nataoko drafitra dia mialoha ho anao.
What this text tells me is that for every one of us, God wanted us, and that's why we are here.
Ary izany andalana izany dia miteny amiko hoe Andriamanitra mila antsika ary izay maheto antsika amin'izao fotoana izao.
Maybe your very own parents didn't plan you.
Angamba ny ray aman-dreninao tokoa mety tsy nanao planina ny hahatongavanao.
But God did.
Fa Andriamanitra nanao.
God is the one that planned you.
Andriamanitra ny nanao planina ho anao.
And He's the one that made you.
Ary izy no nanao anao.
And He decided when you were in the womb, He would make you who you are.
Ary dia efa nanapa-kevitra sady izy hoe, mbola any Ekipa ianao dia efa nanapa-kevitra izy hoe, ohatr'izao ty olona ty.
He gave you your looks.
Dia izy no nanome ny endrika aho.
Blame Him. If you're not happy, you're saying to the artist, your art is not beautiful. Do you know what God thinks of you? He says, you are my masterpiece. You are His unique and precious work. No accident. There is no accidental life. No one in this room can say, God doesn't want me. Because the Bible, God says, I made you, I formed you, I planned you.
Satim Bible temtene san nanao anao san namula vulanao san nanao plan nanao.
Isn't it amazing? And He knows exactly why He wants Jeremiah.
Tsma gaga ve sano fantan tsara mintsy ny antony ilany an Jeremia.
Said, I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
Uzis ve no tendreko enao mba hopaminany ho an'ny firenena.
Because Jeremiah says, no, that's too big for me.
Satu Jeremia, ngeza loatra ho anahy izany.
I don't know how to speak, I'm only a child.
Sanga mahay miteny izany, mbola zazakely.
Now for some people, God's plan for their lives is spectacular. Like Saul of
Tarsus.
He became Paul, an apostle. Or like Jonah. A prophet to Nineveh and other places too. God has a plan for your life. Did you think to ask Him? You see, He didn't just put you here to consume oxygen, take up space, and then die after a few years. He made you for a very specific reason. And all of that is wrapped up in His love. He wants to use you to display His goodness, His splendor, His glory. You know what brings me great comfort? I think, God, you made me, but I don't know what I'm here
for.
What am I supposed to do with my life? I'm not sure. And then I read about Jonah. And Jonah knew what God wanted. God said to Jonah, go and prophesy to Nineveh. And Jonah said, no, I'm not going to do it. He had his personal reasons. He was proud and he didn't like the people at Nineveh. You know, it's amazing Jonah ended up doing it anyway. That gives me great comfort. Because I know sometimes, even when I'm against God, He's still going to lead me into the things He's made me for. So God's created me for a purpose. And He's also committed to seeing that purpose through. So I don't have to find it like it's a secret, and if I can't find it, I'll miss
it.
God's bigger than that. God will take your life and He will use it. But you know, the point then becomes, does it have to be hard or does it have to be easy? When Jesus died, He said, like Jonah, He was going to go down into the depths for 3 days.
Uzizwe tamne Jesus le matin dosisa isku yidna takantsona anyam lalna.
Maybe he went and preached to the souls of the dead.
Angambis nandea den turten tam fanandro famat.
But all we know is that it wasn't very nice. He wasn't first ascending to heaven back to his throne. He was going into the belly of the earth. Now
Jonah,
he went into the belly of a fish. It wasn't very nice. Now Jonah went there because he was in rebellion against God. God had to humble him, so Jonah didn't go there voluntarily. You could say Jonah went through hell. He went through a rough time. It was stinky. It was horrible there. Jesus went voluntarily. He went through death and through suffering and into the belly of the earth so that you and I don't have
to.
Jesus chose and went voluntarily on our behalf. And he endured so that we do not have to. What is my point? When you rebel against God, you say, I'm
going
to do it myself, Lord. God says, oh, like Jonah, okay, you want to go through hell? Okay, you can go through hell.
Ai, what on Jonah? Te andalo nielo now? Mandana mandalo nsai.
Not talking about eternal hell now.
I'm
just talking about the suffering you go through when you ignore God and you run in the opposite direction. But actually, because Jesus has already suffered, in our following the plan of God for our lives, we don't have to be like
Jonah.
I
want to
say all the Jonah that's in me,
I
take that and I put that on Jesus. And he becomes Jonah for me. And now I want to follow God. Set free of that rebellion. Look at Psalm 32. Psalm 32, verse 8 and
9. Anome sainanao aho, sampianatra anao izay lalaka aleanao aho. Itsinjo anao ny masoko ka anolotsainanao aho. Aza manahaka ny soavaly na ny apondra tsy manatsaina. Vy sy lamboridy no haingo iazonana azy.
You know what donkeys are famous for? Now, someone in English calls someone an ass. Calling them a donkey. Because they're hard-headed and stubborn. Don't be stubborn and stupid. Like an ass, like a donkey.
What an apunt.
It actually means you're not taking the easy way, you're taking the hard way.
They've
seen it. A donkey will try and go somewhere. And
they'll
bump into that thing.
Bump
its head.
Boom.
It'll look again and then it'll try again. And if you want to lead it,
De rău ori nu când bătea niță nază, îi tarchează. Ja?
You don't just say, hey donkey, come here.
Deci tu că te-mi te-n puțină, la pânge, pânge, fieti.
It ignores you.
Fați rara în mințe nou.
Come donkey.
A fie punta.
It ignores you.
Bulați rara în iane nou.
Now my dog is cleverer than a donkey.
Ne-a ligă cu ne n-am bula, maranța în alavță, nu ne-a punt.
Because I say to my dog, come, and it comes.
Să ce zamtenem le aligă, a fie, te manantu nis.
It's probably expecting food.
Medwe manatena sakafe zangambe.
But the point is I can call it and it comes.
Fan tikutenena refatsuka iste manantun.
A donkey is not like that.
Fane pundatsotsan.
If you want to ride a donkey or a horse somewhere, you put a thing in its mouth.
Farota noka te itangana punda na na soval ka andiana mitorana na kreda asina vi eto mpavanir.
And then the rider pulls its head this way and pulls its head that way and it turns.
Ate te misa letta tasumno yende stumno makatin luante tutkia makanis te
God says, don't be like that. I don't want to treat you like Jonah. I want to treat you like my precious child whom I love. So what should our response be? God, where you go, I want to go. What you say, I want to obey. Just tell me, God, and I'll do it. God, you said that, I want to do that. I want to be easy to lead. I want to submit to you.
Te anaiki anau ako.
I want to obey you, I want to serve you.
Te anaiki anau, te anumpu anau.
Ah, but I messed up, Lord, I failed.
Kasane pana no fatsuna tumpo sai fa love.
Oh my child, my love for you remains.
Ah, rusana ko mbulam tweta mfitiavako
nao. Always love you.
Sane tianao fone.
Want to follow you again, God.
Tianaraka no ndray ara tumpo.
I took a detour, I want to get back on the road.
Sa ko nanden na no itsindalana fa te iverina amin'ny lalana indray ako.
Don't live like a donkey.
Asam yaina taka ny apondra.
Live as someone who keeps coming back to God and saying, "Here I am, Lord. I want to walk with you again."
Fa miaina taka ny olona anakiray miteny amin'Andriamanitra foana, "Ty indray Andriamanitra miverina anao, anaraka anao indray ako."
When it comes to doing the things God asks of us, some of us wait and we wait and we wait as if there's something that we still got to hear from him.
Rehefa miresaka tsika ny amin'ny hoe zavatra tian'Andriamanitra ho ataontsika dia ny sasany amintsika miandry, miandry, miandry ohatra ny hoe mbola misy zavatra variana anareo hoe ino no andrasany ho tonga.
And there is a need to listen to God, and I agree that we should wait on him and receive our orders from him.
Marina loha tena miltsika miaino, miltsika miandry hoe mandray avy any aminy.
But some of us are waiting for orders when we've already received orders.
Fa ny sasany amintsika mbola miandry baiko nefa efa voaray ilay baiko.
And we're saying, God, what do you have for me to do?
Andriamanitra, inona ny tianao ataoko?
And God's saying, well, have you done what I asked you to do?
Dia hoy Andriamanitra, fa efa nataonao ve aloha ilay zavatra nasaiko nataonao?
And we go, what do you have for me to do?
Inona ny tianao ataoko? Inona ny tianao ataoko?
Have you done what I asked you to do?
Efa nataonao ve ilay zavatra nasaiko nataonao?
See, God has already spoken in his word and he's given every one of us things to do.
Efa niteny tamin'ny alalan'ny teniny Andriamanitra rehefa nomeny zavatra mba ho ataontsika avy tsika rehetra rehetra.
So God has plans for your life.
Manana planina ho an'ny fiainanao Andriamanitra.
Because he loves you.
Satria izy tianao.
And you need to start somewhere.
Dia mila manomboka ianao naiza naiza dia mila manomboka.
Start by doing the things he already asked you to do.
Tena atomboy amin'ny zavatra asainy ataonao a le izy.
There's a lovely verse, Micah 6 verse 8.
Misy andala tsoratra masina raha izay ao Mika toko fahaenina teny fahavalo.
You'll battle to find it, so let me just ask Vivian to translate it in her own words.
Mety tsy ho hitanareo angekaingana ilay izy fa aleo tonga dia asaintsika adika amin'ny fifianina amin'ny izay dikany eo fotsiny.
Micah 6 verse 8, it says, "He has showed you, O man, what is good."
Hoy izy ao Mika toko fahaenina andinin'ny fahavalo hoe efa naseho any anareo ry olombelona ny atao hoe tsara.
Means God has already shown you what's good.
Efa naseho an'Andriamanitra anareo sahady ny tsara.
And what does the Lord require of you?
Ka inona ary ny takian'ny tompo aminareo?
What does God want with you?
Inona ny tadiavin'Andriamanitra avy aminareo?
To act justly.
Ny anao araka ny rariny a.
To love mercy.
Ary ti famindrapo
and to walk humbly with your God.
Ar iar ande am panetretena am nangemantareu.
Start there.
Manumbui eu.
Act justly.
Tungate manovan marna manovan savata se mets rarn.
Love mercy.
Ar tiavn famdrampu.
Walk humbly with your God.
Ar mandeana maitsa am panetretena miaraka nangemantareu.
1 Thessalonians 4 verse 11.
Ao amin'ny Tesalonianina voalohany toko faha-efatra andinin'ny faha-raika ambin'ny folo.
Says make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
Dia tena hoe ataovy hoe izay mihitsy ny ataonao mba handeha fiainana milamina.
Mind your own business.
Dia tena hoe ataovy tsara izay zavatra ataonao, izay asa ataonao.
Means keep your nose out of what doesn't belong to you.
Kaza zavatra hoe anao ihany izany ataovy aza mandeha mankany amin'ny zavatra olona hafa any.
Don't gossip, don't run around.
Aza mandeha mifosafosa, aza mandeha mankany amin'ny tokony aleha.
Says work with your hands.
Dia hoy izy koa hoe miasa amin'ny tananareo.
Do something productive with your life.
Tena hoe manova zavatra misy dikany eo amin'ny fiainanao.
No, I'm waiting for God to tell me the big thing I must do with my life.
Ah, izaho miandry an'Andriamanitra mba ho tenenena ilay zavatra goavana be tokony ataoko eo amin'ny fiainako.
I want to be a prophet to the nations.
Izaho mba ho te ho mpaminany ho an'ny firenena.
But he might maybe never going to tell you that.
Fa angamba izy mety tsy hitenenao an'izay mihitsy.
But he has told you already.
Fa efa niteny taminao sahady izy a.
Work with your hands.
Hoe miasa amin'ny tananareo.
Be productive.
Okay, no mba hamokatra.
Lead a quiet life, live at peace with other people.
Miaina fiainana tsisy tabataba amin'ny hafa na tsy miady amin'ny hafa.
Romans 12 verse 18 says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Ozy izy ny any amin'ny Romanina, ozy izy hoe raha azonareo atao dia ataovy izay hiavanana amin'ny olona rehetra.
These verses tell us something.
Ireny andalan-tsoratra masiny ireny miresaka zavatra amintsika.
God's already giving us things to do in His Word.
Efa manome antsika zavatra ho atao sahady Andriamanitra ao amin'ny teniny.
Be a peacemaker.
Aoka ianareo mba ho mpampiavana.
Where you go,
naiza naiza leanao.
Bring peace.
Mitondra filaminana.
Words of gossip, words of division, words of slander.
Fa tsy hoe teny fosafosa, teny fisaratsarana, teny fanaovana zavatra tsy mety amin'ny hafa.
Not strife with people, fighting, going to court.
Tsy hoe andeha dia hiady amin'olona lava dia andeha ho any amin'ny fitsarana.
As far as it depends on you, be a peacemaker.
Fa ozy izy hoe raha mbola azonareo atao, ataovy izay havananareo amin'ny olona rehetra.
Jesus also said to his disciples.
There was his good Jesus tampianany hoe
in Matthew 28 and verse 19.
Ao amin'ny Matio toko fahavalo-ambiroapolo andinin'ny fahasivy ambin'ny folo.
He said go and make disciples of all nations.
Ozy mandehana manova mpianatra ny firenena rehetra.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Manao batisa azy ireny amin'ny anaran'ny Ray sy ny Zanaka ary ny Fanahy Masina.
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
Ary ampianatra azy ireny koa mba hakatony zavatra rehetra izay efa nandidiko anareo.
And he says, surely I'm with you always to the end of the age.
Dia ozy izy hoe ary izao dia miaraka aminareo foana hatramin'ny faran'izao tontolo izao.
Second thing you can do.
Izany ihany koa dia anisan'ny zavatra faharoa azonareo atao.
Firstly, you can be a peacemaker.
Voalohany indrindra afaka ny ho mpampiavana ianao.
Secondly, you can be a gospel proclaimer.
Ary faharoa afaka ny ho mpilaza ny filazantsara ianao.
Someone who shares the good news with others.
Olona izay afaka mizara ny filazantsara amin'ny hafa.
If we start there.
Raha eo tsika manomboka.
Saying many of us say God we want to be used by you.
Mipeda be amintsika no miteny Andriamanitra teo mba ho ampiasainao izahay.
Will have you done the small things he's asked you to do.
Dia efa nanao an'ilay zavatra kely nasainy nataonao ary ve ianao.
Francis Chan, an American preacher.
Francis Chan, mpitoriteny amerikanina anankiray.
He uses this illustration.
Dia izao no sarisarina ampiasainy.
When he tells his daughter to go clean her room.
Rehefa miteny amin'ny zanany vavy izy hoe mandana diovina efitranonao.
Go and clean your room.
Ozy izy hoe mandana diovina efitranonao.
If she comes back to him.
Ka raha ohatra izy ka miverina ao amin'ilay dadany izany ilay zanany vavy.
What is his expectation?
Inona ny zavatra andrandrainy?
He doesn't expect her to come back and say, oh father, you told me to clean my room.
Dia izy tsy miandrandra hoe ah dada izaho efa nitenenao hoe mandehana diovina ny trano a.
So I memorized it.
Ka nataoko tsy enjery le izy.
Listen, I can say it. Go clean your room.
Enoy tsara ne dada e, haiko tsara mihitsy le izy mandehana diovina efitranonao.
Ah, you know what?
Hitanareo moa?
I went and I read up what it is in Greek.
Tena noentiko mintsy lesy dia mivakiko tamin'ny teny Greek.
I understand, go clean your room in Greek.
Azoko tsara mintsy nidika le hoe mandeha anadiovy ny efitranonao amin'ny teny Greek.
And Hebrew.
Amin'ny teny Hebreo koa.
I know what that word clean means.
Fantatro tsara mintsy nidika le teny hoe diovy.
It means clean.
Tena hoe diovy nidikan'iny.
And I can say it, go clean your room.
Dia haiko tsara mintsy miteny an'le izy, mandeha anadiovy ny efitranonao.
Or maybe the daughter comes back and says, you know what we did?
Te angamba koa ilay zanany vavy iverina dia tena hitanareo ny zavatra nataonay.
I gathered a few friends together.
Nangoninay ny namanay sasany a.
And we all sat together and discussed what it would be like if I cleaned my room.
Dia niaraka nivory teo izahay dia niaraka nresadresaka teo izahay hoe ohatrany ahoana tokoa izany hoe raha hodioviko ny tranoko.
That's what we do with the Word of God too often.
Matetika izany no ataontsika amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
We memorize it.
Ataontsika tsenjery le izy.
We learn about the Greek.
Dia ianarantsika ny teny Greek.
We get in a small group and we discuss what it would be like if we did it.
Dia mivondrona group vitsivitsy kely tsika dia miteny hoe ohatrany ahoana tokoa ne ny zava-misy raha tena ho ataontsika izay e.
But if a father tells a child, go clean your room.
Fa raha le dada miteny amin'ilay zanany iny hoe mandeha anadiovy ny efitranonao a.
All he wants is she just go and clean her room.
Fa ny zavatra takiana fotsiny amin'izay dia mandeha tokoa izy dia manadio ny efitranony.
As Christians,
amin'ny kristianina,
we need to obey the words of God.
Mila makatoa ny tenin'Andriamanitra tsika.
That's that simple.
Tsotra be ohatr'izay.
God, if you told me to do it, let me just go and do it.
Andriamanitra, raha izay ary nasainao ataoko a, dia andeha dia anao an'izay.
No, wait, I must go to Bible school first.
And
learn about what it means to clean a room.
No,
just go clean the room. God says, be a peacemaker with your life.
Hoy izy Andriamanitra hoaka ianareo a mba ho mpampiavany ao amin'ny fiainanareo.
He says, share your faith with others.
Hoy izy hoe zarao amin'ny hafa ny finoanareo.
Spread the gospel and the good news.
Aparitao ny filazany tsara sy ny vaovao mahafaly.
Baptize people.
Manaova batisa olona.
You can baptize someone.
Nareo koa nge afaka manao batisa olona e.
Teach someone else about Jesus too. Make disciples.
Tena manaova mpianatra ampianaro ny olona hafa ihany koa ny momba ny Jesosy.
Sometimes we make serving God so complicated.
Indraindraintsika le hoe fanomponan'Andriamanitra ataontsika sarotra be le izy.
But he wants to take us on a great and glorious adventure.
Kanefa tsika tiany hoentina amin'le hoe tena aventure tena lehibe sady mahafinaritra be.
You.
You.
He wants to take you on a great and glorious adventure.
Tena tiany hoentina amin'izany hoe aventure mahafinaritra be izany nareo.
He made you for a specific purpose.
Namboariny ianao a misy antony manokana nanaovany anao.
But it begins. If you want to know where to start, start here. Just do the simple things he's asked you to do.
Fa raha ohatra tianao fantatra hoe aiza no hanomboako dia manombo eto, manombo amin'ilay zavatra tsotra kely a asainy ataonao.
Say to God every day, lead me, Lord. I want to go with you.
Isan'andro isan'andro tonga dia miteny anao hoe tario a Andriamanitra te hiara-ndeha aminao ako.
And do the things that he's asked you to do.
Dia ataovy ilay zavatra asainy ataonao.
Let's pray.
Ataontsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, make us easy to lead, we pray.
Andriamanitra ray o, mivavaka izay tena ataovy mety mora tarihana izahay.
We sure we're not going to get it right every day.
Tena azonay antoka hoe mety tsy ho tanteraka tsara ilay izy isan'andro isan'andro.
But we're secure in your love.
Kanefa izahay dia tena mahazo antoka tsara eo amin'ny fitiavanao.
Because you already love us and you'll never stop loving us, we're safe.
Satria anao efa nitianay sahady ary tsy hitsahatra ny tianay mihitsy ianao ary herendozy izahay amin'izany.
Now help us not to get caught up studying the simple commands, but just to get busy doing them.
Ary ampio izahay mba tsy ho variana hoe andalina sy hianatra ny amin'ilay baiko tsotra fa tonga dia mba andeha hanatanteraka an'izany.
May we become a people with our own faith.
Izahay anie ho tonga olona miaraka amin'ny finoanay.
And a testimony of how God has used us.
Sy ho vavolombelona ny amin'ny fomba nampiasain'Andriamanitra anay.
Each one of us.
Izahay tsirairay avy reto.
Made for your reason, Lord. Made for your purpose and your plan.
Namboarina ny amin'ny antony manokana avy any aminao. Amin'ny tanjona manokana ao no nanamboaranao anay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.